Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miroboard. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miroboard?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on February 9th. In just over a month, it will be daylight saving time. That time of year most Americans love to hate. And on this day in 1942, at the suggestion of President Franklin Roosevelt, daylight saving time became the law of the land. It was World War II, and Roosevelt was hoping the move would help conserve energy needed for the war effort. Congress repealed daylight saving time as the war ended, but many states kept up the practice, and it was reestablished in 1966, much to the frustration of the nearly 75% of Americans who would like to see daylight saving time abolished. Surprising fact, Arizona is the only U.S. state that does not observe daylight saving time. Also on this day in history, in 1969, Joanne Woodward earned the very first star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame. In 1965, the U.S. sent its first combat troops to Vietnam. And in 1971, Satchel Paige was nominated to Baseball's Hall of Fame. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you, and of course, have a great day. Don't forget to check out History This Week, the podcast This Day in History fans love. Here's a sneak peek of this week's episode, out now.
History This Week, February 13th, 1861. Today, the Capitol attack of 1861. The country has just come through a contentious election. The winner is Abraham Lincoln. He's a Republican. He's opposed to slavery and against its expansion. And pro-slavery voters think that Lincoln's election spells the end of their way of life. And they're not having it. On the morning of February 13th, anti-Lincoln rioters begin pouring into the streets. Their goal? To stop the electoral count. What happened when a mob of anti-Lincoln rioters tried to take over the U.S. Capitol? How did American democracy handle the test? I'm Sally Helm, and this is History This Week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.